BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Evil King Who Repented.
Hezekiah was one of the best kings of all the descendants of David. His son Manasseh was one of the most wicked of them all. He acted worse than the kings of Cana before the Israelites got there. His father had destroyed all the altars to false gods, but Manasseh had them rebuilt. He put several inside the temple itself. He led the whole nation to practice witchcraft and even sacrificed his own sons to false gods. God spoke to Manasseh and the nation of Judah, but they didn't listen. Finally, the Lord allowed military commanders from Assyria to capture the king. They put a ring in his nose and led him away in bronze chains. He was put in a prison in Babylon. This was the darkest time of Manasseh's life. So he humbled himself and cried out to God. The Lord heard his prayer and was gracious to him. The time came when God allowed him to go back to Jerusalem and once again be king. Once he was there, Manasseh knew that the Lord had done this for him, and he was grateful. He removed all the idols and altars from the temple. He restored the altar of God and used it to give thanks to the Lord. He built up the walls of Jerusalem and made the city more secure. Through his leadership, the military became stronger. Manasseh ruled Judah for 55 years, longer than any other king. When Manasseh died, his son Amon became king. He ruled for only 2 years, but was as evil as his father had been in his early years. Unlike his father, however, he did not turn to the Lord. Manasseh's grandson was Josiah, the last great king before the people of Judah went into captivity. When he was 26 years old, he hired men to restore the temple. It was then that the high priest found the book of the law written by Moses. The king had it read aloud, but ripped his clothes when he heard what was written in the book. Surely the Lord's anger is great against us. Our ancestors made a contract with God and then broke it over and over. His judgment on us must be close at hand. Go, find someone who can ask the Lord about this. The priest went to the home of Huldah, a woman prophet. She told them God's message to the king. The people of this land have totally turned against me. I'm about to fulfill the judgments written in the book you found. Disaster will soon fall on this place and everyone who lives here. Nothing can turn away the judgment that is coming. Huldah then gave them another message for Josiah. When you heard the words of this book, your heart was sad and you ripped your clothes and cried, "You have sought me with humility, and I heard you. Therefore, you will not see the disaster I'm bringing on this place. I will wait until you die and are buried." Josiah gathered the people together at the temple and read the law of Moses to them. He then made a commitment to the Lord and vowed to follow God's commandment with all of his energies and power. All the people agreed to do the same.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.